Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase. We're glad you're here. I'm your host, Jeff Birdwell.
And I'm Sherry Checkel.
The other host. The hostess with the mostest.
Oh, fancy title.
It's all true, right?
Well, that's nice. Yes, I think I'm a nice hostess.
Yes, I think so. Anyway,
I try.
We're here to talk about bluegrass, and more specifically,
the Glass City Opry.
That's right. After all, it is named the Glass City Opry Showcase.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird if we talked about some other venue.
Yeah, right.
Too much.
Yeah, that's
right. The Opry might get jealous.
Yeah, it might.
you don't want to be like talking about other venues.
We'd have to answer to the higher up.
We are the
higher-ups.
They
might get angry at us.
Aren't we the higher-ups?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get it.
But anyway, what should we talk about first? The show?
Well, guys,
the last show.
Yeah, let's talk about the last show, because that's how we normally do this.
Yes,
right. Believe it or not, this is not scripted.
No, it's not
at all.
I know
you think we probably spend hours and hours, scripting out everything that we say, because it's so obvious that we do that.
Yes.
Because we're so professional
at
it.
That's right, yeah.
But no, I hate to tell y'all, we do this by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, we're the most professional hosts we know.
Yeah. Because we don't really know very many
that's
others.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about the show.
Enough joking around.
It was a good show.
We had a great show.
It was a lot of fun.
Wonderful, good bands. Lots going on.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
Going on.
Well, how could you not? I mean, Blue Storm.
Yes. Yeah.
Good band.
Great
Company
band.
Of Strangers.
Yeah.
Good band.
Good band. Very Chewy. Entertaining.
It was a good night.
It was a good night, and our charity was hospice.
Yes.
For the night.
Very
which
nice
was
people.
Very nice, and they had a representative there.
Yes.
And she was
very
nice.
She had a big
nice.
Wheel. That was cool.
She did have a big wheel.
I got pretty good at
it.
They had questions on there, and I have to say, I was pretty up on my end-of-life trivia.
Shame on me, I didn't get a chance to.
It's a little strange to be able to say that you're really good at that, but no, I was pretty good.
Well, that's good.
I didn't get a prize, though.
Yeah, you got knowledge. That's
knowledge
the prize.
Knowledge is the prize.
The prize
okay.
is the knowledge.
Yeah. No, it was really cool, though.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was great. Like Sherry said, we started out with Company of Strangers, and they're a band out of Ann Arbor, and you may not have heard of them, but largely it's because not only do they play bluegrass, but and a whole company of them.
No.
Because they are diversified because they play also some Celtic music and folk music along with bluegrass. So even a little bit country, although they kept it quite bluegrassy.
Oh, yeah.
For our show, which I had asked them to do. But they did a great job.
Their harmonies are nice.
Really good harmonies.
Oh, my gosh. And they're like really, really nice guys, too.
Yes, they are. Very much so.
I think.
A lot of fun.
They were very, very excited about the Opry, and they just really appreciated playing for the crowd, and they were just so excited to be down there. And I think that's kind of the response we get to a lot of people that come play at the Opry, which is really kind of nice.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I guess maybe they're all being a little nice to us because we're paying them.
Well, probably.
but it's very genuine, though. I mean, you can tell the difference. And they were just really thrilled to be there, and it was a lot of fun to have them.
It was a lot of fun, and they're very entertaining, and not only out on the stage, but backstage, too. I had a lot of fun talking with the bass player, and his name was also Jeff, which was neat. But
Is that like a requirement, maybe?
Well, it's just a weird conversation to have with somebody that has the same name as you.
And does the same thing.
If you refer to them as Jeff, it sounds like...
You're talking to yourself.
It's just an odd conversation, so... We talked about that, actually.
Yeah.
And some of the guys in their band talked about it, too. They're like, Jeff.
Jeff, this is Jeff. And Jeff, this is Jeff.
Right.
And then you don't have an excuse to forget his name, though.
No, not at all.
It's easy to remember yours. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't met too many Sherry banjo players, so I guess I'll have to wait.
That's true. So anyway, Company of Strangers. If you see their plan somewhere, go and see them. You will
These
be entertained
guys are, they're good.
Again if you were at the show or for the first time if you haven't seen them before.
They've been together a long time, too.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I'm always respectful of the bands that have managed to stay together.
Right.
And I just think it's so cool because you can just tell they know each other well. They can react well. They play things that suit themselves well. They just have it. They're so cool about it.
I love it.
They don't have all that nervous, you know.
Well, there's interplay that you learn over years of playing with each other that you just can't gain without playing together in a band situation.
They become really close. Yes, that's nice.
Bandmates.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's people who like ditched a whole lot of things to stand with their band.
That's true. You know? Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, look at that whole Yoko Ono thing.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that, you know, hanging with your band is important.
Oh, yeah.
Your second family, you know.
No doubt.
Well, anyways.
Anyways, can we hear something from them?
Sure.
Sweet.
This one's called Crescent Moon. 1, 2, 3.
I love to hear the birds singing, their love songs about the land. End of the years we've been together, seems like only yesterday. On the day I cross over, I'll be waiting there for you. Just live your life, there's no tomorrow. Think of me on Christmas. Remember how we loved each other, you meant the world unto me. Now gone, please don't cry, I'll see you soon on the other side. On the day I cross over, I'll be waiting there for you. Just live your life, there's no tomorrow. When it calls you home, there I'll be standing with loving arms open wide. Hand in hand, we'll stroll to heaven eternally in the sky. And on the day I cross over, I'll be waiting at you. Just live your life, that's no tomorrow. Christmas. Just live your life, there's no tomorrow, and think of me on Christmas.
And greetings from Southeast Michigan, Company of Strangers, glad to be here.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
They're all good ones.
Oh, yeah. They do a fine job.
I love being able to, like, record them and listen to all this stuff. You know, it's just so cool, you know, and use them for the YouTube and things like that and stuff. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm busy. I don't get to see all the acts and the bands.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, because we're running the show. And it's like, you know, come back and I'll be like, oh, shoot, I missed them doing this or doing that, you know.
No, that happens to me a lot now.
I know.
People say, oh, did you see when they did this or when the mandolin player did this? And I'm like, I wasn't out there then. I didn't see it.
I was in the back getting snacks.
Yeah.
You know. Ready.
Making sure nobody's bothering the instruments or
taking tickets and checking this, checking that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's nice to record and videotape them too. So
definitely.
Get to see some of the acts and things that happened.
That's
so it was cool.
Well, in between the two bands,
right?
We had Ted, our friend Ted.
Ted Schwartz.
Schwartz from the Redbird Songwriters
Showcase. It's a showcase.
Anyway, he came out and was very generous to do a couple of songs.
Yes.
And nice. One of the reasons that he was there and did a couple of his songs, not only is because they have their a monthly show, songwriter's show,
yeah,
right there at the theater, but also he's a volunteer at hospice.
Right.
So he was kind of a good person to get up there and talk about hospice and what it means and how great it is and all that stuff. So that was kind of an added bonus that he was able to get up there and talk about that.
Right. So that was nice.
That was neat. And it was a little break between the two bands.
The Redbird Songwriter Showcase, if you haven't ever been there, it's really neat. It is different. It's like, it's a chance to kind of connect with the people who actually write the songs of the music. Right. You know, they're not all, fancy performers. It's actually done in a sort of very, what do they like to say, an intimate sort of, situation where you just basically come and you get to hear the songwriters and you hear what they talk about, how they created songs and just... It's kind of a neat thing. If you get a chance to check it out, it's here at the theater.
Right.
And we recommend it. It's nice.
Yeah, it's at the back theater. It's
the small theater.
There's
a
small theater there, and it is kind of intimate because there's, they talk a little bit. It's not just all music. They talk a little bit about them writing the songs.
Sure.
And normally it's not just one person or one group. It's several musicians and songwriters that'll come up and do a few of their songs.
It's through the Nashville Songwriters Association, too. So, if you're interested in writing songs, and it doesn't have to be just bluegrass, because they actually do kind of an Americana sort of little folk, little bluegrass, some acoustic kind of music. But if you're interested in songwriting, this is a great way to start to show up and mingle with some of the other songwriters. It's like you get a chance to talk to them and then just listen to them perform their music. It's usually done just one or two people at a time and maybe just a guitar, darn bass or something. It's just neat. You should check it out if you're interested in songwriting. It's a neat aspect of the music.
Very much.
As opposed to the full-blown performance and bands and all that.
Right.
So
that's for sure. That is for sure. And then we had our featured band.
Yeah, Blue Storm.
Blue Storm. I just love
those guys.
Awesome.
They're so cool.
They're just so tight.
I want to be like a Blue Storm clone band.
I would love that.
They'd be the first one. We could be we could be the first Blue Storm clone band.
Yeah, we would be.
That would be cool.
But, yeah, I guess so. They're so great. They're just so tight, and they do a great job. They just put on a wonderful show.
And they're singing, and their harmony, and all
everything
that. It's just everything. That
really
dude can
good.
Sing, man.
Yes,
my God. Well, they all can. But,
they all
Richard,
can,
Richard, he really, oh,
he
my gosh.
He has a great bluegrass voice.
He reminds me of, Russell Moore, Third Time Out.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
He's up there. He just really belts
he's
it out of the park, man.
Boy, he's got a strong, strong voice. Real
they
big,
used,
tall guy.
Yeah, but. They used to do a lot of gospel. I'm sure they still do to a degree, but I could just hear him tearing it up. Some
he
of that
did.
Stuff. Wow, just neat.
Let's hear something.
All right.
People steal. They cheat and lie. Wealth and what it will buy.
Yeah.
silver tune. If your heart is not pure and true,
the great thing is song after song after song, they're just so tight, and you can tell they've worked on it very hard and just done a wonderful job of not only playing the songs but making them their own.
They craft them and they make it, it just sounds so good.
Yep.
You know,
oh yeah,
you can tell that they love what they're doing, and they're all clicking together, you know.
Yep.
And you know, I was talking to some of the guys backstage, and you can just tell they all like each other. You know, everybody's
yes.
respectful of each other, and they all are members of their fan clubs.
Yep.
You know, each other's fan clubs.
Yeah,
and it's like,
that's a neat way to
put it.
It's
cool because they're all supportive of each other.
Right.
And so what makes it just really nice, not to say that all bands are that way, but some bands just seem to really excel at supporting their own.
Right.
To really bring out the best in
yeah.
the band.
Well, definitely.
Because
that's
everybody's...
For sure.
They're on track, you know.
Right.
They're all excited, they all have their input, and they're all part of the band. It's not just so and so and the band.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is definitely one band that everybody is all firing on all cylinders, you know.
There's no
doubt. It's just
there's no
they
doubt.
They all have these like touches of fame, you know, like the, you know, fiddle player. He played on the Grand Ole Opry stage when he was like 7 or 8, you know, fiddling. And their bass player, I guess he was like third in line with
AC/DC.
But he's come back to the right side of the music.
I guess he started out in bluegrass and then
went to like rock and roll, country, and then
came back. So
we're glad he's back because, man, he's a heck of a bass player.
Definitely.
There's no doubt about
it. He played upright for the bulk of the show, but then at the end, he got out the electric guitar and kind of showed off on that.
Yeah. So. You could tell. I mean, and all of them, they all have these stories, you know, that they've all had these little touches of fame in a sense, you know, and it shows. They're just really good musicians. And they're just, again, really nice guys.
Sometime we're going to have to talk about a band and say they are great musicians, but man, they're not good guys.
Oh, see, I just can't have that. That just doesn't seem to happen because all these guys I meet in bluegrass just all seem to be just really nice guys. That's I don't know what it is, you know. So
no, that is very
I have yet to meet very few that are nasty.
Yeah. Well, I think I think they're just very down to earth, you know, and
it's like
bluegrass is funny because it's not like rock and roll.
Oh, there's no prima donnas, really. Not really.
You know, it's not like you can't ever touch them or be around them if you.
Right. Oh, they're all very approachable.
Very approachable
and really just nice, humble people. You know, it's clearly obvious they love what they're doing.
Yep.
They love the music. You know, half the time, I hate to tell everybody, but sometimes the best show is going on backstage.
Yeah.
I hate to say that because we get these bands and they start mixing and jamming back there, and there's some good music going on, you know.
Yeah,
and
no
I just
doubt.
Think it's neat because a lot of other musics, the groups don't intermingle like that.
Right.
You don't see the banjo players getting together and showing each other things, you know, and whatever. You just don't see that like in an orchestra or something, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just. It just further emphasizes the fact that bluegrass is kind of a big family. You know, everybody's just real, they're all enjoying it, you know.
Yep.
And that's the thing I love about bluegrass.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I think that's what the musicians love about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what carries it over.
You know, they're showing each other instruments and checking this out.
Yeah.
And, hey, check this lick out, you know. And, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? And,
right.
You know, everybody's kind of like interconnected or, you know, oh, I used to play with his fourth cousin back in Kentucky and da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Right, for sure.
That's cool.
Yep. Well, let's hear another one from
you. All right.
Oh, when you're here with me and me back coming in,
To them forever. They're just so good.
I'm gonna have some of the YouTube videos up there pretty soon. I know I've kind of fallen down on my job a little bit. I might get fired, but
yeah,
I have a lot of video that I need to get up there because there's some just good stuff, just gems.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
I love, you know, it's best part of the whole thing, you know, is being able to go back and look at some of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, all that right. Was a good show.
Yeah, it was a very good show. If you weren't there, you missed out. And if you were there, you knew that it was a great show. So
it was fun.
Yep, very fun.
We had a good one coming up, though.
Yes, we do. A very good one.
April 13th, another Monday Opry.
Yep.
And we're going to be having a band out of Kentucky called Coal Town.
Yes.
And these guys, I have to tell you, they're somewhat new to the scene a little bit. They're all veteran players, of course, but the whole band put together as it is, just another one of those magical kind of gatherings. You know, these dudes all suit each other so nicely, and the music they're putting out is just stunning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be signed to a label within no time flat.
Yeah.
Because somebody, you know, if somebody doesn't pick them up fast, they're going to be in trouble, you know.
Well, I just think they're one of those up-and-coming bands that is really got it together, and it's just stumbling on the right person, and then they're off and running. And, you know, I like the fact that they're coming to Toledo all the way from Kentucky to play for us.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And that's really neat, too, so... I'm very excited about that.
And they're excited about coming, too.
Yeah.
I've talked to them. You've talked to them. They're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be fun.
I know it will
be. Digging up coal here.
Yeah, and I know. I'll tell you, if you get a chance to go on the internet and get them on YouTube and search for them, because you'll find out right away they're an awfully tight band.
Yeah.
A good
band. And their original material is really good.
Yes.
I mean, it's got this sort of touch of... It's soulful as well as is. I don't want to call it contemporary because it's very traditional and founded in the traditions of bluegrass.
Right.
But it's got this really cool edge.
Right. Yeah. Well thought out songs and crafted and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it.
They're getting some good radio airplay now. They just have a CD that they're working on and they played a few cuts. That just ended up on Prime Cuts of Bluegrass, and then I've been hearing, I heard they're being played in a lot of places, which is cool.
And I think that's great, and see, that's the kind of thing that'll get them more and more recognized, and pretty soon you'll see them out playing. All of a sudden they'll be playing major events and doing things like that.
And so, you can say you saw them at the Opry.
That's right, that's for sure.
First.
That's right.
That's right.
Do we have some music we can hear?
Yes. They got this one here, and I love this song.
Great.
A house, not a home. When I touch grown cold at the dead end. She longs to be free. He needs some room to breathe. Neither one wants to be the first to leave. The deep dark of the night makes her wrong look so right. And sparks fly when dreams collide. Cars break mine. Each one waits for the other one to die. He drinks his gallows. He falls dead on the floor. And she drives off down Lonesome Mountain Road. spark of the night makes Rome look so right, and sparks fly when two dreams collide. The deep dark of the night makes Rome look so right, and sparks fly when two dreams collide.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
I think I've played that about 220,000 times. So, anyways, it's a good song. I like it because I wrote it too, and it's just, it's neat.
Right.
You know, good combinations.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Boy, they really know how to put a song together and craft it so it's really good. You know.
Yeah.
And then
looking forward.
Definitely, don't miss it. All the way from Kentucky.
That's right.
To come to the Toledo area.
Welcome.
That's right. And then opening for them,
Roy Cobb and the Coachmen.
That's right. If you remember, Roy was supposed to play in February.
Yes.
As the opening act. And
yes.
Then he had a procedure at the University of Michigan and couldn't make it that particular day.
Right.
So we switched him to April. And,
they're
going to be here and play for us. And if you've been in bluegrass or around Toledo and around, especially lower Michigan,
right,
the Romulus area, Roy Cobb is kind of a legend.
Oh, he is.
Around there. And he's the booking agent for the Flat Rock Eagles.
Yes.
And he and his band are coming up here to play. So
it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I remember these guys when I was a kid. I hate to keep saying that, but I do.
Yeah.
And they just are always good, you know.
Well,
I think he's one of that kind of the closest, like almost like a Lester Flatt kind of guy. He reminds me of Lester Flatt sometimes with his singing and his style of guitar playing. It's just so good. There's no doubt about it. And then all the guys in the band, you know, all seasoned veterans.
Yep.
These guys, you know, they are Detroit bluegrass.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You know, and we're really honored that they're going to come down here, down below the border, and give us a taste of what we all know is great.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, actually, I think Roy, when I was talking to him, they have like, I don't know, 8, 9 CDs,
oh,
10 CDs or something
that.
I mean, it's just, they've been around the music so long and they put out so much music.
Yep.
And you can't help but be good musicians and a
good
entertainer when you do
that.
So we're very excited to
have
them around.
Yeah, and they're nice guys.
Yes, they are.
Everybody's nice guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
No, but they are. I just talked to Roy not too long ago just to check on a few things, and he's just always Mr. Happy, you know, just a nice guy. He's very personable, and it comes across in his performance, and you know, he's just so likable.
Yep.
You're gonna love him.
Yep.
And the music he plays is just straight up good in your face bluegrass.
That's right.
There is to it.
That's for sure.
So we're real excited to have him come.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a great night. Another great night.
It's gonna be great
nights.
We
got
nights.
A great traditional band opening up.
Yes.
It's been around for a long time, and then Cold Town, an up and coming band.
Oh yeah.
All the way from Kentucky. And going to be an exciting night. That's April 13th.
April 13th.
Monday night. Second Monday of the month.
Second Monday. Speaking of that.
That leads us into our next segment.
We're not exactly sure how to tell everybody this, but we're just going to have to tell you. We're sorry, but we're probably going to be changing some of the dates here and there over the next few months.
Definitely. And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry to tell them.
I'm excited about it. I'm sorry because we finally have kind of got everybody into the groove of the Monday night.
I know.
But we're going to try something special, actually. And we got to thinking about it, and we've had so many bands, some really big bands, say to us, we would love to come play the Opry, but we can't do it Monday. We can do it Tuesday or Friday or whatever. And and we've been real sort of stubborn about, nope, it's Monday.
Right.
And so we've had to pass up some really nice opportunities.
That's right.
And so we finally got to thinking about it, and we thought, well, And we've had people ask us, you know, how come you can't do one on the weekend? Or, you know, can it be a different day?
Or in the middle of the month or something like that.
You know, that type of thing. Yeah. So we're going to give it a shot.
Yep. Yep.
So, and our very first one's going to be in May.
Yep.
So, in May, we have a very special show coming up.
Definitely.
And it's going to be May 15th.
May 15th. And it's going to be two bands.
Two bands.
The opening act is going to be our own Toledo band, the Clark Brothers.
And North City Grass.
And North City Grass. And then the main act, which I am very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are great. They're all the way they're all the way from Tennessee. And you probably have not heard of them, but I'm telling you, they are making their way around very swiftly. And their name is the Cumberland Gap Connection. And remember that name, because these guys are going to be making a lot of waves shortly.
They are doing some amazing work. These guys, I tell you, you've got to go on, check YouTube, listen to the podcast, we'll have some music. But these guys they are just so good. You know, for instance, they're working on a CD with Steve Gulley of Mountain Heart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people like that don't take just any old buddy under their wing.
That's
you
right.
You know, they only have so much time in a day. They can't
run
take
in circles
every...
they pick up on good quality acts that they can take under their wing
to
kind of nurture along.
Right.
And that right there is a testament to how much well thought of they are.
I mean, that right there says something, you know.
Yep.
These people they're so good.
Yeah,
you know,
they're very good.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, and actually, I think it's a privilege to have them come and play for us.
Definitely.
I mean, here we've got a band that's played at Renfro Valley,
Bluegrass
Music Festival, and all kinds of really high quality places. And so, you know, for them to come all the way from Tennessee and play for our Toledo crowd is really exciting.
It's exciting.
That is very exciting.
I mean, it's just, you know, you just don't get an opportunity to see these guys unless maybe you hit them at a festival or something sometime in the summertime. But that's part of the thing that we wanted to try to do with our monthly concerts, is to bring this kind of music to us every month.
That's right.
Because I don't know about you, but waiting a year every time just to see bands, I'm like, I want to see more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so this is just wonderful.
Yep. You know, I think it's going to be very important, and you guys out there listening can help us in this, and that's making sure that everybody that comes to the Opry and is involved in the Opry is very diligent about writing down the next date. You know, it's become such a habit for people to come on that second Monday of each month, and they know it's going to be there.
Sure.
They know there's going to be a show. But I think adjusting the days and all of that will actually help us bring in some bigger acts to the Toledo area and some more nationally known acts. It's already working.
Right.
Some of the dates we're going to talk about in a few minutes are very exciting, as well as this one.
And we've just redone the website.
Yep.
If you go take a look, you'll see it's a little different looking. And it's got a schedule of the events that are going to be coming up.
Right.
And we've done a really... Well, Jeff's done a fantastic job of booking almost all the way to December.
Yep.
And so now we have shows lined up for everybody. It's going to be so much fun.
Right.
I mean, and there's some names that I almost just want to like drop names, you know,
because
the people that are coming are like, wow.
Yeah, well, and we'll go through the list. And as we name off the names, you'll see that adjusting and getting a little bit looser on our schedule has really allowed us to bring in some very exciting bands.
Oh,
bands. So, but like we said, it's going to be important that everybody stays diligent in trying to keep up with the dates. And we're going to work hard at that to try and provide like a calendar or a list of everything so that you can keep it in a convenient place and so that you'll know what dates are coming up as well. So,
well, if you haven't signed up for the email list, do it.
Right.
And also we have our mailing list and our newsletter, and also we'll have it in the programs, and we'll have cards, and we'll do everything we can to make sure everybody knows what dates are which.
Yep.
But so it's definitely going to be exciting.
Yep.
Friday night.
That's right. Clark Clark Brothers and then North City Grass.
Yes.
And they're opening up for the great band out of Tennessee.
Cumberland Gap Connection.
That's right. Definitely.
But then...
the next month, and this is where it gets to where it's very, very exciting, and we're able to really bring in some good acts. And this next band is awesome.
Oh, they're just... they're awesome. There's no other word. And they're really nice guys. I met them.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But the date is June 16th, which is a Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
And the name of the band is...
Third Time Out.
Yes. Which is a...
They're only a 7-time National IBMA Band of the Year.
Yep.
I can't believe these guys are coming to Toledo.
This is a major national act.
I don't think they've ever even been in this area.
National act. No, I don't think so.
I mean, these guys, oh my gosh, Russell Moore and all of them. Oh my gosh.
They're incredible.
They have so many accomplishments and awards. I couldn't get them all on the flyer.
No. I know.
I could not get them to all fit.
That's right. And I will say this. I was thinking about it the other day, and this is not only coming here and going to perform for us, but it's also an opportunity for us as Toledo to really show not only them, but the national bluegrass acts, and I'm talking about major acts, that Toledo is a viable place to come and have a bluegrass show.
Definitely.
And so it's very important. This is like a turning show for us
to
make it known that we're a viable place for national acts to come and play, and they can expect to not only have a good reception and a good crowd, but be paid well because they're worth it. You know?
Definitely.
So I'm very excited about that. And
can we hear something from them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Change your sorrow
back into a smile.
Well, that right there speaks for itself.
That, and that's, I'll tell you what, that's just a...
Touch of the iceberg.
A tiny little touch of the iceberg, because they're incredible.
Awesome.
They're so entertaining, and they've been around forever. And, you know, I don't want to harp on the whole, you know, image of the Glass City Opry in the Toledo area as a viable venue. But these guys are coming. They're the first stop in a little mini tour of a week and a half. And within that week, they're going to be going to Bean Blossom.
Right.
Where they will be talking to their big band buddies.
I know.
And so we have an opportunity for them to say, we just played a great show.
Yeah.
You need to get down there and play.
That'd be great.
But also, they're going to be in Charlotte. Close to that. As well. So these guys are going to be talking to everybody. So we have a shot for them
to show them that we like bluegrass here in Toledo.
There's two things they're going to be saying. Either they're going to be saying, that's a great venue, that's a great town, that's a great place to play.
Right.
Or they're going to be saying, we played there and it wasn't that great. Venue's nice, but, you know, the crowd was mediocre and we didn't have a good turnout. And
we're gonna have so many people there. I can feel it in my bones because I had a chance to see these guys over on the western coast of Michigan about 2 years ago, and I am telling you, there's nothing like live bluegrass, but when it's the best of the best.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just sat there. It was such a good show.
That's stunning.
And it was stunning. And the singing and the playing and the whole nine yards.
Yep.
You just can't miss this kind of thing when it comes to town.
Right.
This is it.
That's right. That's right. And we're excited for them to come. And we can't wait to put on a show for them.
Definitely.
So, don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Do not miss it. Because it's going to be a great show.
And then guess what we're going to do in July?
I think we've decided to take the month off.
We're taking the month off.
Yep. July, even the summer, but July is kind of a big festival time.
There's a lot of people gone doing vacations and things like that. And,
right. You
know, we're going into our 25th show now, every 25 months of shows.
Yep.
And that's a lot of work.
Yep.
So we were kind of thinking, I think we might take a little vacation.
So we're gonna skip July.
So July's,
and then in August,
and then we're gonna come back with a punch and a half,
a huge act. And there again, this is a result of us loosening up our schedule a little bit.
Yes,
and making it so these bands, as they're traveling across the country and they're on their little tours or their big tours, that they can fit us in on a date.
Yes.
That makes sense for them as they're traveling to another one. The date is August 21st, and the band is...
Mike Cleveland and Flame Keeper.
That's right. Michael Cleveland
You don't know Michael Cleveland, oh my gosh.
If you're a fiddle fan, you know Michael Cleveland.
You know, the funny thing is, I saw him play with Third Time Out.
Oh, you did?
Show.
Okay.
Their fiddle player was, his wife was having a baby, so Mikey came in and filled in for that particular show. So I got the chance to see both of them at the same time.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Mikey Cleveland, you can't even begin to talk about fiddling and bluegrass. He is such a phenomenal fiddler.
Crazy good.
He's like, I don't know, every other, you know, they read off the awards and it's like, oh, Michael Cleveland, Fiddler of the Year, again.
Yeah.
Again. I mean, he's so good.
His whole
band is stunning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They have played the Opry and all, I mean, the real Opry. They play everywhere. And, you know, you can't even half the time get in to see these guys. It's just, and they're coming to Toledo.
Yeah.
And how cool is that?
There again, here's another opportunity for us. It can be a 1-2 punch where we have two back-to-back nationally
really
award-winning acts that we can show that Toledo welcomes bluegrass and yep. and it's a cradle for bluegrass. I mean, we could establish it that way. So there again, it's very exciting for us to be able to bring them to the Toledo area.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're so excited. That's we'll right. have more information about these shows as we go along, but we just want you guys to know that we got some really neat stuff coming down the pike.
Definitely.
The
definitely.
Turnpike.
That's right. And it doesn't stop there.
No.
Now, in September and October, we're going back to the second Monday of
Mondays.
The month. We're going to have two really good shows.
Yeah.
The one in September, what we decided to do was have an all Toledo band show.
That'll be fun.
So we're going to have
three great bands
from the Toledo area come and play for us.
That'll be
and
fun.
I'm very excited about that because it gives us a chance to give back to the bluegrass community if we can, you know, in any
sure.
way we can. So this is an opportunity, and it's always nice to have a hometown show.
It's Glass City. We want our people to shine
just as
much as we do the national people.
That's for sure.
And that's going to be a great show, too.
Yep, for sure. And that's September 14th, if I'm not mistaken. September 14th.
Yep.
So we're very excited about that. But then in October, we get back on the National Act bandwagon.
Yes,
we have a great band coming in.
David Davis and the Warrior River Boys.
That's right. Very, very good band.
Oh,
very
gosh.
Traditional bluegrass band.
Yeah, these guys just, you know, if you wanted to know what it was like back in the 40s and 50s, man, these guys bring that show alive with their understanding of the subtle nuances of just that straight up good old traditional bluegrass. There's
oh, yeah.
no doubt about it. And they are such showmen. It's hard to explain, but, you know, seeing some of these bands live is just, like, wonderful.
Yeah, it's like stepping back in time in some cases.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. These guys are just such good showmen. They're great musicians, but what they bring to a live performance is just amazing.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm very excited about seeing them.
Yep.
I've only seen him live once or twice, and I just sat there and was captivated by it. It was just such a good show.
That is great.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it. Again, it's another national act that is coming to Toledo. That's October 12th, which is the second Monday of the month in October. So we're very excited about that. And then the very next month.
I can't stand it. What else? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Another big act.
It's November 16th, and it's Newfound Road.
Our favorites?
Yep. Newfound Road is coming back, and they're very excited about it, and we're excited to have them back. So.
Oh, they rock the place.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there's to
definitely.
It.
Oh,
those
definitely.
Guys are so good.
They are so good.
Oh my gosh.
And here's another band that travels all over the country playing music, and so. Definitely, folks. I know the dates are kind of here and there, but
it's
going to be a fair trade-off because it's allowing us to get some really good, high-quality.
Oh, there's no doubt about
bands
it.
To come to the Toledo
area.
No doubt about it. To me, that's priceless. You know, to be able to provide a good venue for national acts is a feather in Toledo's cap, especially in the bluegrass scene. So,
oh, definitely.
I'm excited for it. So we just want to reiterate that there's going to be a few odd dates sprinkled in here and there. But believe me, it's well worth your time to keep up with it and know when the dates
Check
are.
Check the website out.
That's going to be part of our job is to make sure that everybody is informed when the next one's coming up. But like Sherry said, we're going to have a lot more to come about this show specifically. But we're going to try and provide an actual schedule so that you can put it in a convenient place so you can see when it's up and who's going to be on. So we're very excited about the next upcoming months rounding out the year.
I don't know if I can take any more excitement, Jeff. I think I'm kind of done with the excitement here.
I think it's time to wrap it up. But we're very excited about it. Very excited for everybody that we're able to bring in some of these
dates. Hey, you know. We forgot to mention the May Day celebration.
That's right.
Hey,
yes, we did.
Don't forget, too, we're having a special presentation.
Yep.
It's the May Day Bluegrass Celebration.
That's right.
And it's going to be May 1st, and it's Friday night
right.
here at the theater.
Yep.
And we're going to have three great local bands play.
Yep.
It's going to be the North End String Band.
Right. Hand Hewn, our very own Jerry, the sound guy for the Opry.
Yes. Jerry Eicher and his bunch.
Right.
So we're going to have two string bands.
Right.
And
Deep water. Bluegrass.
So.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah,
it's going to be our warm up for our Friday night show with Cumberland Gap Connection.
That's right.
And we just thought it would be kind of cute to have two shows in a month.
Yeah.
See if we can handle it.
You know, it's kind of under the Glass City Opry hat, but it's not really a Glass City Opry per se. It was a collaboration of bands getting together and wanting to put on a show.
Yep.
And since we're involved, we thought, why not kind of soak it into the Glass City Opry web and see what happens. So
it's going to be fun.
We're excited
about
it.
It's going to be fun. It'll be our first Friday show, and we're going to give it a whirl, the theater. Yep. And we hope you'll come down and join us as we, you know, I think of it this way. You know, you've got basically all the people that helped to put the Opry on. It's our chance to just do a little picking ourselves.
That's right. Because
we've been there now 25 shows. You know, we're like, we want to pick.
Yeah, that's right.
And we
that's
know right. you all like to hear us too, and we're really appreciative too. So we're going to have a good time. It's just going to be a fun evening. Come on down, you know, show your support for the Opry as well as the people that put the Opry on.
That's right.
And we're going to all cut loose and have a good old time, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's for sure. So
come
that's
on
May
down
1st.
To that.
May 1st again is a Friday.
Yep.
And we'll be there. Our next show is April 13th, Coal Town.
And then June 16th, don't forget, Third Time Out's
coming.
Third
Time Out.
So
it's
going to be a lot of fun. Stick with us. We're on a wild ride here.
Yeah. Yep. We definitely
are. We need y'all.
Yes, we do.
So
each and every one of you. For the Glass City Opry Showcase, I'm signing off, Jeff Birdwell.
I'm Sherry Jekyll. Thanks for listening.
The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.